Confused. What's up, everybody? This is Jay Rock coming out of Lincoln, Delaware with a special holiday edition of Solo Taken and Confused. It's been a little bit since I've been on the air, probably summertime, something like that. So I don't even know what episode number this is. Really, it's inconsequential anyways. So everything's pretty much the same with me. It's just a day-to-day paying bills, going to work, taking the best care of myself that I can. So I'm really not going to get into that because y'all have heard that I've changed my life a bunch and it's for the better. So let's focus on some other things. The holidays are here. So for a lot of people, that's added stress on their budgets, added stress on the relationship. It's cuffing season, so a lot of people are putting pressures on themselves to get booed up during the holidays. And you hear Puddle in the background. She's wanting to get in on the podcast. Hello, sweetie. You want to talk too? So yeah, that's my cat voice. I don't really have a specialized studio that's got a locked door, but it's all good. Maybe I need to build one because I'm being interrupted by my pets. Oh well. So where was I? Oh yeah, everybody's wanting to get booed up. It's cuffing season. And I see a lot of stuff on my social media, mostly from people that have been in failed relationships. And let me tell you one thing, if it's one thing I know, it's about failed relationships, because that's why I'm still single at age 44, almost 45. I was in some relationships that were successful for a short time period, but pretty much the same duration as you would finance in a car these days. Actually, the financing options are a little bit more past five and a half years now. I think they got like a 7 to 8 year type loan. So yeah, you can finance a car for longer than what relationships I've been in, but it's all good because I've learned from all my stuff. And that's why I'm trying to do this podcast, is to convey all the knowledge and things that I've learned about people and myself in general, and try to get people on the show too to see if their experiences kind of line up with mine. The number one thing I see is a lot of memes about, I wasted all this time with so-and-so and I can't get that time back. Well, that may be true in a sense, but how much time do we waste on a daily basis? Scrolling through social media, looking at memes that other people post, not even our own thoughts we're sharing all the time. Mindless TV shows we'll watch, just throwing time away. Instead of being productive, maybe doing something, helping a friend out, making things, writing our own thoughts in social media instead of just sharing everybody else's. So I really have a hard time with people saying so-and-so wasted my time, because if we're really honest with ourselves, we waste a lot of our own times every single day. And besides, when you get involved with somebody and you're exclusive with them, or maybe you're in one of those poly relationships where you're involved with several people, no matter what kind of relationship you decide to be in, whoever you choose, you're choosing them for a reason, whether it be financial security, emotional security, just a hookup, whatever. You got your own reasons. And when you initially meet somebody, you got to find them attractive somehow, whether it be for their looks, for how they make you laugh, make you feel. Maybe some people are just looking for that financial security exclusively. But whatever you're looking for, you know, I think it's really unfair to say in general that I wasted my time on this person. Puddle is really wanting to get in on this podcast. Sweetie, I know you've been single your whole life. I know this. I can't help you. I can't help you. You're an old lady. You're gonna unfortunately cross that rainbow bridge with no pension, no retirement, you know, no kids to hand things down to. So just live it up. I think a lot of these reactions of I wasted my time is it's projecting your disappointment. But really, if you sit back and stop being reactionary to whatever may have happened to lead up to the point of the dissolution of the relationship that you were in, it was probably happening for a really long time and you either just didn't notice the signs, you didn't want to notice the signs, and a lot of people were in denial about things. So be fair to yourself, and actually, no matter what the cause of the situation, maybe somebody cheated on you, did you really dirty, these days it's whatever, because those kind of things, we have tools and mechanisms to make those kind of things really easy, like the Snapchat and being in people's DMs. Things are instantaneous these days, instead of way back in the day you had to meet up with somebody or write them a paper note or something like that. And also, when you're writing these things on social media, I'm sure it's for the sympathy likes and maybe to invite dialogue from friends or family because you just need somebody to talk to. But really, social media isn't the place to put all that stuff out on blast. I've done it before. I'm not going to lie to anybody. It's social media should not be a personal journal to put all your business out there, because mostly if you set things to public, people can search that kind of stuff. Anybody can chime in, even friends that, you know, that you got people in your life that just want to stir the pot and want to see drama unfold. And they like to just sit there and act like they're a concerned friend that wants to be there for you, but really they're not. They're just drama whores, and they love to see other people's lives unravel because they're ultimately unhappy with their own. Now, when you get out of a relationship that maybe you've been in for multiple years, sometimes multiple decades for a lot of people that have experienced that kind of thing, when a wound is fresh, that's when it's the worst. You're going to react the worst. Probably going to put out all the emotions that maybe you've been bottling up for a lot of years, or that have just exacerbated themselves. And it's never a good look on social media to do that. You don't want to compartmentalize things to where you keep bottling those things up. So if anything, if you don't have a really good friend to talk to, or family that's around, it doesn't hurt to talk to a professional. Maybe the place that you work at offers some services to talk to a counselor or things like that. When I was growing up, the person I had trying to guide my life for the better part of, I guess, 9 years, me being a later kid and early teenager, they were not a proponent of counseling. They thought that was a sign of weakness, and they really tried to project that opinion onto me. So I would carry that opinion, and I did for a very long time, really long time. And then about it's more than 4 or 5 years now, probably 6 or 7 years ago, I went through some stuff, and I really needed some counseling, and it only took 3 or 4 sessions before the counselor told me. They were like, well, you're really going through some tough stuff, but you're normal, and how you feel is normal, so sometimes you just need that reassurance that you're not turning into a whack job. You know, everybody goes through stressful things, but the really important thing is how we react to that stress, and you have to first recognize it and then react to it appropriately. And getting online and just using that platform to bash somebody or put all your really intimate feelings out there really doesn't accomplish a lot of positive things. You should more so just keep those conversations to the people that are closest in your life. If you got an inner circle of 2 or 3, maybe 4 people, if you got more than 3 or 4 people in your inner circle, I wouldn't call that really an inner circle. That's a large gaggle of people there that know a lot of your business. But just keep a lot of those things to the couple of people that are really dear in your life. And if you don't have that, just seek out counseling, because counseling does work. It does help. And a lot of times it really helps to get a point of view that's objective, somebody that's not in the situation and is not personally invested, because I think people get online and they put their business out there because they want their friends to take sides. And it really gets convoluted, because sometimes you got friends that are friends with you and they're friends with the person that you were in a relationship with. So asking somebody to take sides in a situation like that, you're kind of being a shitty friend if you ask somebody to take sides, because none of us are perfect and we've all messed up in our lives. I'm not saying we've all, you know, done some dirty, dirty things that others have done, but, you know, we're all human. We don't make perfect choices all the time. So now that I've beat that horse pretty much to death, and I think maybe that's why Puddle was chiming in. She was telling me that I was stuck on that subject maybe a little bit too long. She was tired of hearing it. But you have to be retrospective and give yourself time before you jump in out of one fire into another of being into another relationship, because it's not really fair to somebody else who oftentimes doesn't even have a dog in the fight with your previous relationship to hear about it all the time and not really get the best version of yourself when you really should be taking the time to heal yourself, learn about the relationship, maybe be retrospective and figure out what choices did I make that affected things, and be accountable for your part. That's the biggest thing that you can do for yourself, is realize that, yeah, maybe I was in a relationship with a crappy partner, and maybe I had a history of picking out crappy people. So what do I do in the future to prevent this from happening again? We always hear a lot of I in these broken relationships. Everybody wants to say I this, I that. Well, maybe you weren't getting what you wanted in the relationship, but it takes two people to fail a relationship. It takes two people to get into a relationship. So you just got to sit back and take time and think about, why did this fail? What was my part in this failure? And maybe you're not failing other people. Maybe you're failing yourself in the people that you're choosing. I see a lot of people choose others for reasons that will not be conducive to a long-term relationship. Maybe you're looking for something that you don't have in your life currently, and it's just substituting a void. And that's not being fair to the person that you're getting involved in, because if that person you're getting involved in with is looking for a long-term relationship, and you don't even have the tools mentally yourself to figure out how you get there from A to B, then you may not think you're the villain in a relationship, but maybe you are. And that's something that I've found out about myself, is I've always had really good intentions, but I didn't necessarily make the greatest choices in who I was involved with to have that relationship that I wanted, of the family and, you know, just old school values type things that really is very hard to exist in these days and times. So instead of all the I, where was the we? Was there any we in the relationship? Did we try to make things work? Did we talk about what wasn't working? And if there was a lot of we, why did I take so long to get out of the relationship? Think about that one. If you're so unhappy in a relationship and you say, I wasted 5 years on this person, well, why didn't you duck out and tell that person things ain't going to work out 4 years and 11 months ago? Part of being accountable for your actions are things like that. And you could have done a lot better in exiting a situation to where you weren't happy. Life is way too short to be in a situation, to stay in a situation to where you're just absolutely miserable and you know it's not going to work out. And living in denial, that just festers really negative emotions. And then once you fester negative emotions, that attracts negative people. And it's a vicious, vicious cycle that will never end. Only you can put an end to that. Do it in positive ways. There are ways to be accountable for yourself, be a mature adult, walk away with your head held high, and just learn from your situations. Learn from your experiences. That's what life's all about. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Solo Taken and Confused. I hope you've enjoyed all my little mini episodes thus far. I'm going to try to do some different things in 2024, but I'm going to have to figure some new software out to that's capable of all the things that I have envisioned, and it's going to change the landscape of this podcast a good bit, because I want to do some video and go live out there and just talk to people instead of, you know, broadcasting from my little home here in Lincoln. But currently the software that I use is not conducive of that, and I gotta work on some things, getting some software and maybe even some hardware that will accommodate my vision. So in the meantime, y'all take care, and I'll see you later.